Hello everyone and welcome to Artifacts. I'm your host, Marissa Dickens, and today's guest is Cleveland-based photographer Lindsay Poyer. Yay!
I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, no, I'm so happy you're here. I discovered your work through my cousin Nathan. Shout out Nathan. I feel like I keep meeting people through him. But you did photographs for him and his music, and I just loved the colors and the lighting, and they just looked really, really cool. And so I was like, oh, I have to have her on to hear more about how you got into photography and like what else you shoot, because I know you do different types of like shoots. So I'm excited to dive in.
Oh my gosh, yes. Also, double shout out for Nathan.
Yes. He's a cool guy. Are you originally from Cleveland? Or where are you from?
I am originally from a small town in Orange County, California, called Seal Beach. And me and my family moved to Ohio when I was like 8 or 9. And I've been in the Cleveland area ever since. And I love it.
That's so crazy. I just came out to California. So
no way. What part are you in?
I'm in like Studio City for a dance
Okay.
program, but I'm enjoying it so far. It's a vibe.
Yes.
Yeah. But I find that there are a lot of people from Ohio here. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I feel like Ohio people, we just find each other, you
Yep.
know?
Yep. And there's definitely like a
It's like,
Midwest
wait, you
vibe.
seem cool.
Yeah. So what would you say is like your earliest memory with art? It doesn't have to be photography per se, but what do you think about when you think of when you first grew up with art?
Oh man, I feel like I've always kind of like seen myself as an artist, even when I was like super little, like preschool age. Like I remember we would always like sit in a circle and the teacher would be like, "What do you kids want to be when you grow up?" And everyone would be like, "I want to be like a princess, etc." And I would always be like, "I want to be an artist one day." And like that's never changed. I don't know like why I just had this like innate feeling inside me, like even when I was like so young, I'm like, "I am an artist." And I will be one.
I love
Yeah.
So when did you get first interested in photography, and are you self-taught?
I am kind of mostly self-taught. I did take one beginner's class in college. So I photography, for whatever reason, I wasn't like super drawn to it. Like I would take pictures of my friends in like high school just for fun, you know, with like a little flash Nikon like digital camera or something. And I wasn't like into it. Like I wasn't like, this is my art form. Like I always liked drawing like at that time. And I went to college for graphic design slash studio art. And for my major, you had to take a photography class. And I was like, for some reason, I was like fighting it. I was like, I don't want to take this photography class. Like, what a waste of my time. Like, I don't know why I thought that. I don't know. So I didn't even take it at my college. I took it in the summer as like a summer class at like our local community college. Cause I was like, that's how much I don't want to take photography, which is so like, seriously, why was I don't know why I was so emo. But I took the summer class. It was just an intro, like black and white photography class. And I literally fell in love with it. Our whole class got super close. And like, we got to take so many cool field trips to just all these cool places that I'd never been to around Cleveland. And I was like, oh my God, like photography equals, you know, connecting with others and like finding really interesting places that you might not have visited otherwise. And I was like obsessed with it, and I just never stopped taking photos after that.
That's so cool. I feel like, especially with cell phones now, photography has become definitely more accessible and anyone can be a photographer. But I feel like it takes a certain eye for certain people to make it look really good and just to create your own style with photography.
Oh my God, yeah, it's so hard. I remember in that class, I felt like I was using like a new part of my brain. You know what I mean? Where like, just seeing your normal everyday landscape, your normal everyday things that you're driving by, but seeing it in an artistic way, it takes so much, honestly, like brain power. Like I feel like I was always having headaches for a long time to get used to like I don't know, utilizing that eye. And it takes a long time to find like your style too, but I feel like we all like internally know what we're into and like what we're drawn to photograph. And so,
When you
yeah.
were starting, what did you photograph? Was it mainly landscapes or
I
people?
was always into people. Yeah, for some reason, always like even when I would like draw before photography, like, I would always want to like draw people. And so when photography got into my life, I was like always drawn to photographing people. I liked going to abandoned places though, and photographing people like in an abandoned spot, or like when I got into photography, rooftopping was huge. This is like 2014 or 2015. So rooftopping and abandoned places were like the thing. So like Tumblr era vibes.
I love it. So
So
then, what made you decide to create your own business? Because I feel like anyone in the arts, you are your own brand. Like you have to market yourself. So what made you decide to do that? And then, were there any difficulties in starting your own business with photography?
oh my God, it was so hard. It was so hard. So I feel like starting like senior year of college, I was like, I want to like be a freelancer. All of our professors were like, okay, we got to figure out what you kids, what you're trying to do after you graduate. And for some reason, like I was like always like, I want to work for myself. I want to freelance. And my professors were like, that's not going to happen. They were straight up like, you got to find a job. You can't just,
What?
and I'm like, oh my God, what do you mean I can't do this? So it kind of like sparked this thing in me where I'm just like, I gotta prove them wrong. I gotta do it.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, challenge accepted. But I got a corporate job, and after like 6 months, they let me go. And I was like, this is my sign to pursue being a freelancer, like totally.
Yeah.
And but it was crazy though, because it was really, really, really early on. My style was way different back then. I really didn't have clientele back then. I would maybe get like one booking a month. I was so not, it was not something that I could make an income off of. So I struggled for a while. I think I did it for like 6 months. My savings was like literally dwindling every single month, dwindling, dwindling. But I was like, I have to make this work, dwindling, dwindling. I eventually, I gotta like get another full-time job and like actually think this through of like how to do this sustainably in like a way that makes sense. So I got another corporate job, and I was there for almost a year, just like setting up myself for like freelance success. And when the time was like right, I finally quit that job, and I've been doing photography ever since. So it's been like 5 years of freelancing.
So, and then how is it like building your clientele?
It's really interesting. I feel like it's like the longer that you do something, just the more clients you'll just naturally have because of word of mouth. Like, so you do one person's engagement shoot, and then they've got friends that they know. And so then it's like, okay, you got the people in their sphere. And then, so the more people that you shoot, just the more clients that you might have in general. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's like it all is stacks up.
What advice, I guess, would you give for someone who is starting their own photography business or like any freelancing business?
I would say don't be afraid to ask others for what you need. When I was still at my like full-time job, I had this checklist of here's all these things that I need in order to quit my job and do this. And some of those things were like lighting equipment and like just different things that would help me out. And I would just like kind of tell everyone in my life. Like I would like have coffee with someone, I would be like, yeah, like I'm looking to get some lights for cheap, blah blah blah. I would just tell them about like here are my goals, like here's what I need, etc. And a lot of times when you just start telling people what you're after, what you need, they will start thinking of you. Or I don't know, the universe just kind of like rewards those who speak these things out into existence. Because I said that to somebody, and they were like, oh, I've been retired from photography for like 10 years. I've got a bunch of stuff in my garage, just like literally collecting dust. Do you want it? And I was like, oh my God, what? Like, that's, are you for real? So yeah, it's kind of crazy when you just put yourself out there, like what can happen?
Wow, and it kind of just falls into place. Yeah, that's really
Yeah.
cool. So I want to dive in more about your style and what you shoot. So who or what inspires you, especially now after doing this business for a little bit? What inspires your photography style?
That is such a good question. I can be inspired by so many things. Sometimes the inspiration can literally just be from like a new film that I've seen, Lost in Translation, shout out, so good. But
That. I was
sometimes,
just gonna watch
oh my
that
God.
too. Okay,
I
this weekend.
watched it for the first time ever last month. It's amazing, incredible, life-changing, so incredible. So sometimes it can be like simply just from like a movie that I've seen and I'm like, oh, okay, like I want to try to like recreate the aesthetics or the color grading or something in like a new set of photos. Virgin Suicides, I did a shoot based off of that. Loved that film as well. So sometimes it can be like something like that. Other times it can be like, hey, I went thrifting and like I found this really cool like piece that I want to incorporate into photos. Sometimes it can honestly just be like, you know what? What if I tried like this type of lighting technique? Like that could be kind of wild. So I'm kind of like, I feel like all over the place with inspiration. I just like trying things out and kind of just somehow, even though it's chaotic, it I feel like my style kind of shines through like the different ideas. Yeah.
That is cool. I feel like a lot of artists, why they're so successful is that because they're curious about the process, and that curiosity will lead you to create more things and finding inspiration nuggets from different places. I think film is just, for me, is like a great way. Like it's just a visual medium that you, another way you can take and get inspired from that. So when you talk, you sh okay, you shoot for a lot of different types of clients, like weddings, you do
Oh,
musicians.
yeah.
Well, first off, like, how do you get to know your clients? And then how collaborative, obviously, I'm sure it's depending on the job, but how collaborative do you make your process, or can it be?
That is a great question. Yeah, I've got all sorts of clients all around the clock, weddings, yeah, couples. I am like mostly focused on musicians at the moment. That's my favorite. Collaborative, I'd say, I mean, I want all my photos to speak well of like the person that's in them. So I try to be really collaborative and like have people make me a mood board or something to go off of so I like know what their vibe is. And I also try to give people a bunch of variety. So if someone's coming in like a musician for branding photos of like their next album, like I'll have them make me a Pinterest board to go off of and I'll try to do like as many ideas as like I possibly can, and just yeah, a bunch of different lighting techniques, anything that to just like make it feel like as much them as I can, and to just give them as much variety also within that.
And how do you make someone comfortable in front of the camera, especially if you're just meeting them for the first time?
I don't know. I swear to God, I pick up a camera and I just start saying crazy, silly, out of pocket things. Like I will just be like hype beasting it up. Like I'll just be like, oh my God, vibes, yes. So like it just for some reason, I really like don't when I don't have a camera in my hand, I feel like I'm a normal person, and then I have a camera in my hand and I'm like no longer normal. And so it just makes people laugh, and I think if they have any tension, they're just like, okay, like this is like this is chill, like everything's gonna be chill. I also like show people the photos as I'm taking them too, and I think that helps because at first they'll be like a little like more tense, and then I'll show them the photos and they're like, wait, I look so good, like okay, let's keep going. And like I
Yeah.
feel like that always helps too.
And do you have your own studio then? And then
I
or you also
do,
shoot
yeah.
too on location and stuff as well?
Yeah, sometimes location. I feel like I mostly do stuff in the studio. I'm just there and my lights are there, but I like shooting on location too. But yeah, most stuff is in my studio.
What has been one of your most rewarding, fun experiences?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I don't even know. I mean, I just feel like the moments in general when somebody comes out of a shoot and is like, I was actually like so self-conscious with myself, and now I see these photos and I just feel so good. You know, I feel like those are the most rewarding moments. Like no matter who the client is, like I feel like just getting them to just feel themselves, you know? And like I just had a client like a couple weeks ago, and the shoot was totally normal. Like you would never think this guy was like a self-conscious guy. And then afterwards he sent me like this huge text about how like life-changing like the shoot was, because he like doesn't really feel comfortable in his skin, but like now he does, and it just meant so much to me because I feel like at the end of the day, it's yeah, that's what I think I'm kind of like providing, is like a way to make people see themselves how I see them. And I don't know, I see the best in everybody, and I want everybody to feel like so hyped.
I was going to ask, like, what do you hope viewers get out of your photographs? Yeah,
I
besides
feel like, yeah.
be their most truest self.
Yeah, I feel like that, or maybe hopefully they get inspired to just look at the world around them in like a more artful way, look at like lighting in like a more unique way. Because I feel like when I was getting into studio photography, I'm like, bro, that stuff's boring. Like, what can you do in a studio to like make an exciting photo? And but then I would just try different things. Now I'm like, oh, you can be so creative in here. It's crazy. So yeah, I guess I hope I can inspire people to like play around.
And I kind of want to go back a little bit to creative shoots versus like wedding shoot. How is that process different? And do you prefer one over the other?
I mean, I feel like my heart is more drawn to the creative shoots, but I also love, I mean, I feel like it's surprising. I love shooting weddings too. I feel like some people will be like, oh, like I just do this to pay the bills or whatever. But like, I love it. I see a wedding day as like, you're like training. It's like a training day, bro. You're doing every type of photography on the day of a wedding. Like, you're doing event shooting. So you have to be super aware of all of the guests and anticipating moments of like, all right, I think these two people are about to hug. Like, they're totally about to like greet and hug. Like, you know what I mean? You have to be like so aware of like what's going on. And then you're also taking like bridal portraits, and like that's like completely different. Candid shots, group photos, like you're kind of doing literally everything, which is so interesting. Like, I literally feel like I'm like training for the Olympics or something. I don't know why. I feel like I do something like so like a normal thing like shooting a wedding, but then I'll be like, this isn't actually like I'm actually like, you know what I mean? I kind of get in there and I don't know. I take everything like so seriously. I love it too. They're both really different from each other. When you're documenting a wedding, it's like those are like family heirlooms that you're creating that day. So it's really special.
I feel like it's a lot more pressure too because you want to get it right and capture that couple
Yeah.
on one day.
Yeah, definitely. And this summer, for the first time, I'm offering like film only packages. So like the pressure is kind of even more on. I'm like so ready for it. I'm gonna have a second shooter with me capturing like all things digitally just in case as like backups, but I'm like, wow, this is really adding another level.
Yes, I saw too that you do film, and I like this. I like the rise of film photography again. What made you interested in film photography?
So fun. I was taking some musician portraits. This is like maybe like 2 or 3 summers ago with this guy who was like, he was in town as like a resident rocker at the Rock Hall, and he was like, I want like cool musician portraits before I like leave town. And I'm like, heck yeah, let's go. And so I'm doing like the shoot as normal, and then he was like, so I have this film camera with me, and like all you have to do is just like click the button. I was wondering, could I pay you to also take a roll of film with me? And I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing. He like quickly like walks me through like how to operate this film camera, and I'm like, okay, like I hope things, I'm like, for sure, like I don't know much about this. And I literally instantly from that day I was like, I'm obsessed with this, I need one of my own. And yeah, so he told me what type of camera he had, and I ended up getting the same one, and it's just so fun. Yeah, it's so fun.
I love the idea of, I love the look of it too, because it's almost like it's trapped in
Yes.
time.
Yes, there's something like more, almost like more special about capturing someone on film. It's exciting.
I feel like I was talking to these two filmmakers the other day, and how they are preserving old film strips. And there's something about, especially now, people have a nostalgia for these things that were created back then. We're trying to just recapture those moments, and the Polaroids are coming
Yeah,
back.
have this
Like,
physical.
yes, memorabilia.
Yeah, so finals. Yeah.
So I wonder too, because everyone's on Instagram and we can have those photos, but I think now people are want something a little more tangible to have on too, and they still have photo booths and all those things as well.
Yeah, I feel like that there is totally a rise in like physical things like that, especially because it's like at this point we spend so much time online and on our phones, we're just like, give me something real. Give me something real to hold on to.
Yeah. Do you have any new exciting projects that are coming out
Oh,
that you want to
actually,
do?
yes. I did a shoot. Oh yeah, I'd love to shout out this project. I just did a shoot for this clothing brand local to Cleveland called The Breaks. It was just so much fun. There was like a really cool butterfly backdrop that we used, and one of the people in the photos is like about to release a song with Diplo, so I'm like excited for these photos to come out. And I'm
Oh.
excited that this person was in my studio. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
That is so cool. Like, what is it like to like, okay, shooting for brands and stuff? Like, do they give you like parameters on what to capture? Like, or is it more freedom do you have?
It kind of depends. Like, so for this brand, like, shout out to Justin Hustle. He owns the brand, and he's a friend of mine. So it's like he does have a like a certain vibe that he's into. But I feel like because we know each other, and like, I feel like I'm just constantly aware of what he likes and what he doesn't like, and you know, I feel like we just work together well like that. So there's not like a set like this is the exact mood board and these are the exact like type of images. But I feel like when you're working with a brand that it's more virtual, like they're like not around you, or you don't really like know them or have that personal connection. I feel like they're a lot more specific with like, we want a hero image of this, and like, you know, they're way more specific because they usually can't be there.
That's really cool just to hear about the back end of things because I always see the finished product, but like
Yeah.
hear about all those things. Oh my God, this is so cool because I again I saw my cousin's photos that you took and I just he told me he was like I wanted a Glass Animals vibe and I remember what he
Yes,
said. And I was like, he's got the hair for it. I'm like, it was just the lighting was really cool, like the use of color. And I like the angles too. Don't you like a fish eye?
okay.
Is
Oh,
that
yeah, we
right?
used to
Yeah.
fisheye for some of them.
Oh my God, that is
So
awesome. Oh, well, I love
fun.
hearing about your journey and all your projects and how I love how you got started. You know, you're like, I don't feel like doing this, but then you like it just stuck. I love it.
It's crazy. The universe works in mysterious ways, I swear.
Yes. Well, I'm ready for rapid fire questions. Are you ready? These are fun.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Three words to describe your photography style.
Ooh, okay. Edgy,
Ooh.
colorful, and high contrast.
Favorite band or musician, since you do a lot of music.
I'm really into Tate McRae right now.
She's
I'm a
popular
Tate McRae girly.
in LA. Her song Greedy, I've learned two combos to that.
So good. Her dancing is crazy. Her visuals, next level. I
Oh.
love her.
Favorite photographer.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna have to shout out because I took a lighting class from him. I'm gonna shout out Nick Fauncher as my favorite photographer. He's
Why do you
based
like
in
him so
Columbus. He's
much?
amazing.
Oh, really? Okay, why do you like him so much?
He is always experimenting. He's got the craziest lighting. He'll do just the craziest in-camera effects, and he is the GOAT, I'll say.
You could shoot anywhere in the world, where would you choose?
Oh, maybe Copenhagen, for they have like a fashion week thing in Copenhagen. And I just want to go there so bad in general.
And then, if you could shoot any celebrity, who would you choose?
Either Miley Cyrus, Tate McRae, or Kid Laroi.
Always love this as a side note, like the SNL photographer who like shoots them with like just the celebrity, the host, the guest host, and like based on a theme. I love the creativity behind those
Oh, what a
photographs.
dream. Yeah, what a dream that would be as a job. Yeah.
Last great book you read?
Oh, actually, I'm currently reading it. It is Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain, who I'm obsessed with Anthony Bourdain.
I just got like the Stanley Tucci's book about food, whatever, because I saw his trip to Italy where he goes and tries food, and I was like, "Ooh, this sounds really good." So I'm gonna read
Love
it.
him too. Yes.
What is your favorite coffee shop in Cleveland?
Oh, definitely Let Go Coffee in Hingetown. If you know, you know.
What's your go-to order?
Iced vanilla latte.
Yep.
All day.
When you're not busy with photography, what do you like to do for yourself?
I love to thrift and go on little walks with my dog and yeah, just hang out with my friends, go to like cocktail bars and
I
just
have
have
to
like deep
ask,
talks.
what kind of dog do you have?
He's a mini Australian Shepherd, mini Labradoodle mix, and his
What's his
name's
name?
Wilfred.
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 I love it.
Yeah. He just looked over when I said that.
You have to amaze in how many interviews I do and the dog or the pet comes up. It's great. It's great. I get to see a cute little dog or a cute little cat roaming by. I love it.
So funny.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
This is so awesome. Thanks for like thinking of me and emailing me. I texted Nathan. I was like, thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, he's awful. He's in England right now, living his best life. I don't.
That's
He
crazy.
travels. He travels, but
Super casual.
yeah, just casual. So you can follow Lindsay on Instagram at Lindsay Poy, and then check out her website at www.lindsaypoyer.com, and stay updated on her cool photo shoots. It's amazing.
Oh my God, you're the best.
And thank you to everyone who's been listening in, and stay tuned for another episode next month.